I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Classic, Katie. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show, guys. How is everyone doing today? Archie, are you
I'm TikToking. I'm TikToking.
I can get with this, you know?
I did my first TikTok, so I feel like I'm in the crew now. I've only been doing more TikToks.
Yes.
You definitely are. Well, guys, if you haven't noticed, we are all TikTok fanatics, TikTok users. Mm-hmm. And my name is Rivette Soro. You can follow me on TikTok at Rivette Soro. And we also have Katie here. Where can they find you, Katie, on TikTok?
You can find me at Little Baby Kate. You can find me everywhere there. She be TikToking it up. Or trying
I love
to.
It.
I don't really know.
And we also have Jerazlyn Jovan, who posted her first TikTok this week.
I did. I was so excited. I had to pick an easy one. I wish that's the one we would have did when we were in the studio. It was so easy just to, you know, bop, 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 bop. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
So you can follow me on TikTok at JerazlynDiva08. Because apparently I made one under Jerazlyn Diva, but I forgot the password. So I'm locked out. So I had to start.
First world problems. We are here. And Archie J, who kicked this whole thing off with the whoa, you know?
I did. Yeah. No, follow me on TikTok. I'm going viral. I have one of my videos has over 101,000 views. So it's a big deal for me.
Viral moment.
Archie J speaks at Archie J speaks.
Yes. We love a viral moment. Well, guys, as much as we love TikTok, we have to talk about this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules, obviously. Of course, the drama never ends, does it? We have so much to get into. Tom Sandoval's super extra birthday party. Dog the lizard, rest in peace. We had a full-on memorial service for him, and I know I think we paid all our respects, you know. They did it in the show, and we're just continuing on the train, you know. Max and Dana, of course, are being Max and Dana and all that drama that comes along with it. And then Lala and Raquel have a interesting meeting that we will get into. Obviously, we are going to be giving out our pump teenies for a special segment. And we have some news and gossip that Jerazlyn will get into. But first, I want to know your overall thoughts of today or this week's episode. Archie, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So it was a very sad episode for me. As you said, we have the death of lizards and the death of friendships, kind of, so to speak. And
oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I felt like it was a really great episode because although me and Katie, we're not really feeling the new people, they kind of brought the content that I wanted to see for this episode, and they threw a party that was involved. And then I love when Lisa steps into the screen and gives us that matron mother moment. So I felt like I got what I needed to get out of the show because I love the cast. Yeah.
Nice.
Who's next?
Jerazlyn, what did you think?
I loved it. I was here for the drama. You see, because they was every, you know, love was in the air at the wedding last week. Mm-hmm. So it was like super lovey and just the Kristen stuff. I was here for all the shade this week. Lala and Raquel brought the heat. I was here for it. Cause you know, like Lala is like low key a ratchet bitch on the inside. And so it's like, you could tell she was like trying to keep her composure. But mm-hmm. at one point it like looked like she was taking off her earrings. I was like, oh, it's about to go down. And then, you know, the whole James and Lisa thing, I was just like, why do I feel like I see the same thing happen every season since James has been on the show? So the people who carried mm-hmm. the show for me this week was Lala and Raquel and Max and Dana. I'm still here for the newbies because, as you can see, Katie's over there knitting. And
me during quarantine
she just looks like all of us during quarantine talking about how busy she is. So I'm just clearly like the oldies, they're just getting old, so the new people have to bring the drama because the oldies they're packed up. But I love this week's episode. I was so here for it.
I hate to
do it. I hate to bring it up.
Wasn't the only one who found the dog stuff comical, because then we got Stassi being like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I got, y'all have to admit,
the producers edited that a little comically, no? Or am I just heartless laughing at this lizard? Because I posted a photo of Daug to my Instagram story, and most of the people put the laughing face guy. So I cannot be the only one. Now, I have lost many pets. It is very sad. Tom is very sad. It is super sad. But they are pouring out lukewarm beer for this lizard named Daug. So, y'all, I don't know. You can come for me, but I just...
No, it was funny. It was funny.
I don't actually get into it. Yeah.
Right. Because I still, like, I had to leave our YouTube comments alone because people were getting really rude. And I'm not understanding why people think we think it's funny that a lizard died. We do not think it's funny that a lizard died. The lizard name is comical, and the way that his death is being portrayed in the show is in a comical way. Us as viewers, we are reacting to how Bravo edited Daug's death. We do not think it's funny a lizard died. Please stop dragging us in the comments, because it's really just started to get on my nerves. People were calling us crackheads, and I was like, what is wrong? Who raised you?
No, not crack.
Crack, that's what I said. I said, it is 2020. We left crack alone in 1985, honey. Don't come for me.
Archie, what did you think of the Daug memorial?
I thought it was edited to be a comic relief moment because it was so... Although Tom was very into it, they were together for 3 weeks. And the whole pouring malt liquor at freaking Mondrian, I was like, whoa, what's going on? Is this Friday, the movie? Are we in Inglewood? Like, I was very confused with that. Stassi's face throughout the entire thing. But like you said, it's a sad thing to lose a pet, but this was set up to be a joke. And even that's what when Tom was doing his confessional of how he lost his lizard, I was like, he's playing this up. He's just like, you know, we've had so many great moments together. I'm just like, I know what it takes to make a show, and I felt like they were just playing into that.
Yeah, here's the thing. And I also agree with that. In my opinion, the whole pool party memorial was that they needed a place where Danica could approach Max and where Sheena could approach Katie and Stassi and have those conversations. Other than that, it was edited to be very funny. Everybody, like Max was like, I'm going to get a RIP Daug tattoo, like clearly laughing at it. Stassi's walking in there like, what the hell is this? Like you guys said, it's not funny that his pet died. It's funny the way that they portrayed it on the show. And we stand by that. So, but let's get into like what actually happened. So
yes,
Max is trying to ban Danica from coming to Tom Tom because she keeps talking about him and like trying to sabotage him and just making him look bad. What did you guys think of that, Katie?
I mean, I feel like he's kind of upset that he's being talked about. You can't fire somebody because they're talking about you. And what she was saying at the lunch to the other girls about the red flags had nothing to do with him at work. That was all about how he was with women. So you can't use that at like y'all are on a television show together. Of course you are going to be talking about each other. What? What?
I don't know.
What? I don't get it. I'd rather do the children that are screaming outside my window. Pardon them, please.
I did feel like Max was being extra sensitive, and it was like he was kind of looking for an excuse to just be a flunky in the relationship. But at the same time, I do feel like Danica was being messy and just talking mad crap. Like anytime his name was brought up, it's like she was waiting to tell all these stories. Like, I can understand you trying to put your friend on to whatever you've heard, but then I can also understand you just wanting to gossip. And it kind of crossed the line of being a concerned friend to just really wanting to be gossipy and spread misery, because at the time she had gotten fired for attacking her boyfriend. So I don't know. But yeah. She did come off to me as messy. Not so much as a concerned friend, more of like a messy, gossipy friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Archie.
I mean, I can piggyback off of that. I think what she was doing was messy, because he even stated that at first she was hating on Dana at the time. So now that she's all in her ear and just like, you know, Max is trash, Max is this, it just kind of came off a little bit fake. But as a viewer, I appreciated her telling her every single thing, especially somebody who's there to, you know, sip the tea for the entire show. So my problem was him trying to implement a band and then also not letting her know. And he wanted to throw her out on the street. To me, that just seems spiteful.
Oh, I'm not a fan. He's slimy to me. Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't trust him. No. I'm on the girl side.
I don't really
side,
like the way either of them acted. And you know, Tom Schwartz at first was supportive, and he was like, "Yes, I support your decision. Like, you can ban her." But then after sort of hearing the full story, both Toms were telling him like, "You have to differentiate your personal problems and like work problems, because this is not like a work problem." Right. And Archie, you're right. He straight up said, "I wanted to be able to like kick you out."
Like, petty, bro.
So petty, the whole thing. Ugh. But even the way she approached him was so aggressive, and she's like, "You're gonna lose." I was like,
"I'm clapping."
Yes.
But then Dana, of course, goes to talk to Max, and she thinks that this is sort of his excuse to just not be with her because he didn't want to be with her from the start. What do you guys think? Is just an excuse?
That's what it came off to me, because I really feel like. You see that Dana was really trying to ride with him, even from jump, when she was hearing a lot of things about him. So the whole Danica thing, it was just like, it was a cop out to me. And for her to still give you a chance when it's like, she's a pretty girl, she doesn't have to waste her time on you. And then it's like, he's acting like he's so like, one, you could tell that he has a couple of girls on his roster. Mm-hmm. And from when he got called out the last time, remember, she still sided with him when she was like, "Oh, well, he only took her to this spot," or whatever. He got caught taking another girl out. So it just seems like he was kind of looking for a way out so he could just go be free and do what he wants to do. And then I can see him probably trying to come back later. I think, you know what, now, at first I was on their side for that relationship, and it's not Dana's fault, but now I'm not siding with them. I want her to move on, and not because of her, just because Max is full of shit.
Yeah. Well, at the same pool party, I'm sorry, pool memorial event. I don't know what to call it. I'm serious. It was a
Every
memorial.
Time they would show somebody, the like circle of flowers was behind them, and I'm just like, oh, dog.
Oh, dog. Anyway.
Oh, dog.
Sheena confronts Katie and Stassi about Kristen, and she is given permission to relay all the information she took from them, tells Kristen, and of course, Kristen does not like it, and then they get to Tom Sandoval's birthday party, and it goes down. What are your opinions? Whose side are we on?
Why did she need, what, like, why during that convo was she like, "All right, is it okay if I like Tom Kristen?" Sheena, can you stop being Sheena for 30 seconds and just like let this unfold however it's going to? Because
well,
by
I
her
think
going
she's
back
trying to be the
like,
mutual friend.
Yeah, I appreciated
like,
that too.
I think, yeah,
the
I think
mutual
that
friend always, it, she, this is why every season Sheena gets dragged. Because you cannot be the mutual friend when two people are really beefing, because you're just going to be looked at as the gossipy, messy one who just kind of keeps sending messages back. And how do we know that you're relaying them exactly how the person said them? Sheena needs to stay out of it, because she barely has any genuine friends out of the bunch. And I'm not really on anybody's side, because they're all wrong in their own way. It seemed like it turned into from them just being upset with Kristen about her relationship to now it's about the wine, which is of WeHo. And at the same time, I can understand why Stassi would not promote the wine if she just wasn't in the vibe of feeling like, "I'm so excited about this wine." I do think that they should have had like a business meeting, friendships aside, had a business meeting and had agreed upon things that they were going to do, like promote the wine. So then if Stassi didn't hold her end of the bargain, but if they didn't even do that and Stassi just didn't decide to retweet it or whatever, you can't really be mad at her. She has so many other things going on. But it was just like, it was a complete shit show.
Yeah. I, of course, felt bad for Kristen and all of it. Like, just at that final moment when she was like, I don't want to be, I don't remember exactly what she said. She was just like, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be around you. And you could see Kristen's face, like, just, like, melt into nothing. And it's just, it's very sad. Like, it, I feel bad. Yeah.
Personally, I am on Stassi and Katie's side just because I felt like, to me, I felt like they tried. And then also there has been this turmoil, which did start off to be a Carter situation. And then it kind of turned into a, you know, we can't address how we feel about X, Y, and Z beyond Carter. And we're supposed to be friends and sisters and whatever not. So they could not do that. And like, Stassi kept saying, we cannot communicate to you effectively as a friend should because you erupt and things go haywire. And so now we're at the business standpoint and things are not standing to where we would like to see them. And I appreciated Stassi being very transparent in that dialogue when she was just like, we're not sisters and, you know, we're gonna do this. But when this contract is over, I don't want to do this no more. So I appreciate her being honest and upfront with that part.
I appreciate the business aspect of it, and I respect that. And I respect that Stassi is not just going to promote something that she truly does not believe in. Like, it's not, you know, some influencers and celebs will do anything for a check, you know? So it's good to know that if she's not into it, like, she's out. But I agree with Katie. I mean, when Kristen was sitting there, like, we're best friends, we're sisters. And then, like, both of them are just like, no, we're not. Like, in the middle of a party, it was just so sad. Like, I don't think it should ever get to that point. Like, you forgave her for sleeping with your boyfriend at the time. You can forgive this.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, how do you get past your best friend sleeping with your man while her man was in the other room? I can never get rid of that tidbit.
No,
you can forgive her for that, but y'all mad over her not really breaking up with her boyfriend? I don't understand. Like,
it felt a bullying. It felt like old school bullying again with them, like early season. It just, I felt for Kristen in that. I don't know. I'm always feeling for the underdogs here.
I did too, but at the end of the day, I mean, they all said mean stuff about each other. Oh, anyone can make a shirt. Oh, all she does is sit at home and knit. Like, just stop.
Oh,
it.
My God, that Katie compilation of her doing absolutely nothing when she was saying how busy she was. Oh, I was laughing so much.
You know what?
Much.
Good for her. If she's happy doing nothing and she's at home and she's married and the bills are paid, good for her.
She's not married.
That's fine. Just don't say how busy you are. When
he ain't married. That is the truth.
It is. It is. Before we move on, we just wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We could not do this without you. We're so thankful for you. If you are listening on iTunes, please make sure to give us 5 stars and write a review. We do have 2 more 5-star reviews this week, which is so nice. I'm going to read them in a second. And if you're on YouTube, give it a thumbs up, give us a comment and a like, and subscribe. You can turn off the notifications if they're annoying. And we also have our live stream back. So for now, we're live streaming every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Nobody's in the live stream right now, but we hope to see you next week now that we have like a set time and the live stream is back so we can interact with you while we're hosting. But first, I have to read the reviews that we got, which are really nice. Karen Ramirez, 22, says, love it. I love y'all. Archie, please don't ever leave again. I missed you the last podcast. You are so funny. I hope everyone stays safe.
Oh, I love you. Thank
See,
you.
Archie? Don't ever leave us. Okay. And then we have L. Smith, who says, love, love, love. I love the varying opinions on this podcast. I listen to you guys on my way home in the evenings, and your laughter brightens the boring bus rides. I agree with y'all. Katie is ugh. But I will say, I gotta disagree with you guys. I love Sheena. She's the glue between the oldies and the newbies. She's a little bit of a mess, and I love it. Love for you guys from Luxembourg. It's near France and Germany. From Liam.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah.
We're international. Right. Guys. Liam's right. Sheena is definitely the glue between the
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a real statement. Yeah.
That was a really good comparison. So thank you for the reviews. We love you guys. But we have to move on to Lala and Raquel and James. The tea, guys. So I was really pleasantly surprised when they, you know, Lala and Raquel agreed to meet up.
Yeah.
And Raquel, you know, she stood her ground a little bit. She stood a little bit taller this week. What did you guys think?
Well, she is taller.
She is. True.
That was a when she was walk away. Go ahead, Katie.
When she, I forgot my thought. It's okay. You go. It's gone. It's out
when
of my brain.
She was standing tall. I think that's what you were there. You were going, right? No. That's
yeah. And it was gone.
All right. It'll come back. I know it'll come back. You know, I was really happy with their initial meeting, you know, when mm-hmm. Lala had on the little scarf looking all cute, giving me J-Lo 2002. Mm-hmm. The meeting went well. Her apology was, you know, that she was so supportive of James going to the AA meeting. But then it completely went left at the party.
Yeah.
And I had to rewind because I was like, wait, what happened? You know, because I'd be multitasking all the time. So I was looking down. When I looked up, they was throwing shade. I was like, wait, what happened? So then when I rewinded and I saw it was because of Logan. And then when Lala let it slip, well, Logan is a good friend because he lied for James. Now, mm-hmm. let me tighten up these old ass headphones. I am not gonna lie. When that initial stuff happened, what, 2 seasons ago with Logan, a part of me did believe Logan. I've just always felt like I think James is a lover of people in ways, and who knows, maybe some nights it could get frisky. But I just, some of the things he was saying at the time, Logan was saying, it was believable. But whatever, they had the call, he said he lied, whatever. Now with Lala bringing it up, and we know that Lala and James know each other in ways that other sir tenders don't know each other, I just think that Lala's not lying. She doesn't have a reason to lie. And why would Logan lie to Lala off the cuff, off camera, you know, about mm-hmm. these things? However, why would Lala bring that information to Raquel, knowing that Raquel is loyal to James regardless? At the party, after y'all already had the meeting, after y'all had the kiki and it was all peace, for you to bring that up, it was nasty, it was negative. And you know, if somebody would have did that to you or Randall, you would have a fit. And I know that Lala is like this bold bitch and she doesn't take shit from anybody, but at the same time, I do not like when she comes off so gangsta to somebody like Raquel. Girl, pipe it down. Cause you know Raquel's not about that life. Take that energy mm-hmm. with somebody who's gonna bring it to you, honey. Drag you. If you know that person's not with that, don't come to them as if you're gonna fight them or something at a party. Raquel kept it classy. And I liked when Lala was like, you live in your own world. And she was like, you should try it, and walked off. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, yes, honey. Classy comeback, walk away with class and sass. But I was so here for it. I need to see this build up.
Yeah. I just feel like the reason that she said shut the F up to Lala was because, like, they had gone out. They had talked, and, like Raquel felt like she somehow apologized. Not necessarily apologized, but she got what she needed to after, like, that first sentence that happened. I am having a hard time keeping track of what I'm saying. Now I have forgotten again in the middle of my sentence where I am going with this. Okay, so Raquel, Bambi. It's gone. Somebody help me.
Okay.
James alcoholic.
So I will just say that my feelings were hurt when Lala came with the mess at the party. I was like, let's leave this for tomorrow, maybe? Because yeah. I was super excited that Raquel, as I'm a fan of hers, she got her closure that she needed. They seemed like they were on the same page. The story was coinciding with what James was also telling Lisa as they were doing cut-ins and cut-outs. And so to do all this at the party, I was just, to me, that was whack. And I don't really know how my feelings are towards Logan at this moment. So I can't wait to see it transpire as we did get a, you know, of what's coming next week when they're at the little party at Katie's house. I just thought it was a little tasteless on Lala's part. I did, especially after she had just opened up about, you know, James went to AA and then Lala was like, I've been to AA too. I just felt like we could have left this alone, especially since he went to that party, correct me if I'm wrong, before AA. And this, like, putting the timeline together, as they said, six right. days earlier.
Okay. So the party was before he went to AA.
Just going off production's timeline. Yes.
That's
so I was thinking too. Who cares? He had a drink, he was wasted, and now he's in AA trying to get better.
Well, because he told Raquel, I'm not going to drink. He said to her, I'm not going to drink. And there was that whole conversation. So maybe that's why, like, she was like, well, didn't you drink? And then when she brought up the stuff and said, shut the F up. And she's like, don't say that to me. It's because I felt like she felt like they were fine again. And then she's bringing it all back up again. So, yeah. But I did notice when she grabbed her earrings, like you said earlier, and she's like, don't you say shut the F up to me.
Right?
Hola,
girl. Hola, pipe it down, girl.
And did you guys notice James is at the bar like, can I get a water?
Water?
Like, can I get a water? I'm really proud of James. I do think Lala, you know, wrong place, wrong time. Why are you bringing this up right now? Like, we're in a good place. He just got his one day chip. That is a big move. I was just about to cut. That is a big move. So, like, can you just not make it worse right now? Like, let him sort of go through this journey
and with something like that. Like, that's heavy stuff right there. You can't just throw stuff, accusations of somebody being, you know, vicarious out there to their girlfriend at a party. It's just, you're doing too much, Lala, because there's so much people could say about you and your man.
True. Well, I just want to read some comments. Shady Booty, thank you for joining us again. She says, love you guys. Keep up the great work, XO. Felicia Echeverria, pretty, says, please get rid of the B cast members. They're boring and lack chemistry. Yeah. I agree with you most of the time.
The newbie?
Feels forced, yeah. They haven't been friends for like 15 years, like the A cast, so.
Mm-hmm. And you know, not so much of even at force, it seems like they want to be on camera so bad. Like Max, Max seems like so into whatever he's talking about. And it's like he's so excited that he's on camera and is getting some talk time. It's just, it doesn't come off as super genuine. But.
Yeah. Well, I think we should move on to give out our pumptinis. Our special segment, if you are new here, is we give out pumptinis to whoever we think needs a drink in the episode. Or maybe you just liked what they did, or they did something nice, or maybe they're just stressed out and need some alcohol. So, Archie, do you want to go first?
Sure. I have got to give it to my girl, Raquel, because she is trying to get her man back on the right track. She is dealing with Lala coming at her now, and the girl just needs to have a drink. Just because James isn't, doesn't mean she can't.
Right.
True. Jocelyn.
My pumptini goes to Stassi. I love Stassi. I'm so proud of her growth. I'm not going to lie. When I first started the show, I hated Stassi, but who didn't? You know, she was so mean and bratty, but just, I really loved her this episode. She's honest. You can't be mad at somebody who keeps it real. And she was honest about her relationship with Kristen and why she didn't promote the wine. And I can only respect that. And I'm here for the growth. Her podcast is great. I don't listen to it, but I just love her. I'm sure it's great. And her book, she's crushing it. So my pumptini goes to Stassi. I would love to have a drink with her.
I love it.
I'm going to go ahead and give mine to Doug. He only got 3 sips of lukewarm beer, so he deserves a nice chilled pumptini. RIP to my dog.
Wow, guys. I thought that, like, all of you were going to have my pumptini, but I guess not. Mine's going to go to James because, you know, he took a big step this week. He went to his first AA meeting. He got his first chip, and that's a huge thing, you know.
You cannot give him drinks.
A virgin pumptini. Girl. Sorry. A virgin pumptini. I'm just trying
you
to
did
say
so well.
No. I'm so sorry. A virgin pumptini to James.
Got it.
As a reward. No alcohol whatsoever. Wow. Love that.
We're just giving you crap. We love you.
Yes, it's for James. It's for James, the virgin pumptini. Oh my goodness. Okay, we have to move on to news. Jocelyn, you have some news for us this week?
I do. So the first story I got is about Raquel and Lala. about the apology that we got to see prior to the shade being thrown. So Raquel just took to Twitter because she was upset that they edited out Lala's actual apology. If you think back to the scene, Lala didn't necessarily apologize to Raquel. She kind of, they said, what was it? People were calling her out for being shady because all it said was that, Raquel was mad when Lala called her dumb last season. And Lala said, my time is very precious and I wouldn't waste it on someone who I felt was a true idiot. And that was it, you know? So people were dragging her like, oh, she didn't really apologize. She's so shady. But she actually really did apologize. They had a nice long conversation and Raquel was just disappointed that it was edited out. So it actually looks like, of course, they're on good terms and Raquel's actually defending Lala, even though we just saw Lala shade the hell out of her and her man. So there's that news and gossip. Then there's a complete Twitter war going on between Kristen and Stassi. It's still about this damn witch is the damn WeHo wine. And pretty much Kristen first took to Twitter to just say like, what was it? You know, she was apologizing for how she came off by, you know, how she said like, oh, Stassi, I know you're busy with your podcast. No one's going to listen to it when you're 40, you know, kind of sarcastic comments like that. So she apologized. But Stassi pretty much didn't accept the apology. Stassi went on to say, I never once said a word about the things Kristen works on. Cool that you're not apologizing for making fun of my podcast and how I'm probably going to come crashing down, that no one will want to listen to it when I'm 40. Mind you, they're only like 5 years removed from 40. And they are all going back and forth on Twitter like they're 12-year-olds. And so Kristen called her out and said, and now you're just attempting to trash me publicly after we've been texting about this for the past hour. Now that was messy. And I'll defend Kristen on that. Cause check this. If I'm talking to Katie, me and Katie's texting Kiki, and then, and I'm already acknowledging to Katie, like, I know I was wrong, girl. And then I go to Twitter and I'm just like, you know what? I was wrong. And me and Katie's already been texting, but then Katie goes on Twitter and be like, whatever, Jocelyn, you was making fun of, that's messy. So what Stassi did that was messy, it's like you're trying to go put another image out to the public when you're sitting here texting the girl. I swear these Vanderpumpers really show how friendships are in LA. Straight up. Absolutely. And it's like you got to just sweep it under the rug because it's like, oh, we work together. We're roommates. And it's like, but you know, the friendship's not really that solid because real friends don't do each other like that.
Yeah.
That was my news and gossip, y'all.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Let's get into predictions. Katie, do you want to go first?
I'm terrible at predictions, but I'm assuming that we're going to see some like more Raquel Lala drama. So I'm excited because we saw like a little bit in the preview, less finger in her face, like when she was, because maybe since she's not drinking, she's not as intense. But I feel the wrath of Lala might still be on its way just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Archie?
That's my prediction.
I will say that I'm still predicting the first couple of months, maybe year, of Brittany and Jax's relationship is going to experience some serious turmoil. Also, I don't think that Jax is going to be too impressed with any of the gifts that they are getting. A shout out to Lisa's little tea set. But yeah, I'm thinking that James will stay sober for this entire like duration of whatever he's doing.
I predict that Jax is going to have like a little bro hangout with Max and try to show him the ropes to be a real player of Vanderpump.
Going off of the preview, I think Tom Sandoval is going to TP Jax's house like as a joke. And I think Jax is not gonna take it as a joke. And I think
why would he?
It's going to be like the downfall of the beginning of the end for them.
We have to also mention in the trailer, like the other Tom Schwartz is attacking Katie. He calls her like fat or whatever. Yeah.
He said, I've never been more turned off in my life. That's why I don't have sex with her.
That's
messed up. What?
Well, because she's probably just spewing venom and
You cannot say that.
No. He does not get an okay for that. I don't care. That is his wife.
calling her fat on national television.
That is, sometimes they do stuff and you're just like, ugh. I mean, don't say it.
But no, granted, now you know we're not Katie's fans at all, but like, damn, you're supposed to be my husband. You're supposed to be my number one fan at least. But it'd be interesting to see what she did to get him, because Schwartz is not, he doesn't get mad. So what did Katie do this time? The last time he threw a drink on your head. So it's like, he's the kind of person, you keep pushing his buttons, when he pops, he's gonna pop on your ass. So it'll be fun to see, well, interesting to see what exactly she did to push his buttons.
Yeah. And I will say one last thing. I don't think it's the end of Logan that we're gonna see. And Shady Booty also says, I definitely think something went down between Logan and James more than once while he was wasted. So he could blame it on the alcohol, like Jamie Foxx said.
And I oop.
And Shady Booty also says, Katie, I love your hair like that. So
thank you. Oh my God. Freshly washed. She's clean.
We love it. So on that note, we do have to wrap up, and you can find me at Rivette Sorrow on all social media platforms, especially TikTok. Jerosalyn, where can they find you?
At Jerosalyn Diva, JeroSlyn Diva, and at a 08, and you can see my second TikTok when I upload it.
You can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. All of it, it's there. And also listen to my podcast. See you next Tuesday on all podcast platforms.
And you can find me, Archie J, at Archie J Speaks on all social media platforms.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Bye. Love you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.